Welcome to episode 78 of Beyond the Rut, the weekly podcast about equipping and inspiring you to make your own path and live the life you've always dreamed of, Beyond the Rut. Now, you've heard Brandon and I talk about in past episodes about an event coming up in April of 2017 called Run Amok. It is a 5K mud run for fun. Yes. And I've been actually training up for this one. I've lost a couple of pounds. And in this episode, we've got Misty Ash Coon. Misty is part of the Junior League of Corpus Christi. They're the local organization that is organizing this event. With Misty, we're going to learn more about the event itself. What do you get for your money? What do you have to look forward to? How can you prepare for it? And something really neat to do with duct tape. So you got to listen to find out about duct tape and mud runs. We just learned something in talking with her. Also, we got a special offer from Brandon and I. So if you're listening to this episode, if you listen to our show and you're signing up for the Run Amok event, there's something special just for you. You got to listen for the instructions on that. And then a little bit of information about Junior League of Corpus Christi. What do they do for the community? So sit back, listen to this episode, and here we go. All right. Welcome back, Brandon. How have you been since a week ago?
A week ago. It was like 4 days ago.
Yeah, we did just record 4 days ago. But anyway.
You just missed me when I'm gone. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. And then that episode is actually going to air like next week.
There you go.
Even though we record time travel, man.
Sounds so cool.
All right. So how have you been?
I'm awesome.
Good deal. And then we brought a special guest on who brought a couple of special guests that you may or may not hear. They're really adorable. But anyway.
It's our first guest with an entourage. You know, she brought her entourage. You know, famous people always bring their entourages. So.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce Misty, and then we'll get started with this episode.
Well, today we have Misty Ash Coon today from the Junior League, and she's going to of Corpus Christi, and she's going to show us how we can or tell us how we can go play in the mud, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. And Misty brought her son and daughter with us today, so we're going to just have a lot of fun today and have a little conversation. But thank you, Misty, for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is exciting.
Cool. And then, just so you know, Misty, you're not the first person to bring your children to the recording session.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Jerry's done it.
I've done it with my 15-year-old son. And I've
Jacob
done the same
falls
thing.
Asleep back there, I think.
I'll give him his smartphone, put him in a corner.
He forgets we're here.
Well, things will be really good unless we run out of snacks or YouTube videos.
All right. I think we're stocked up. We'll find out, and we'll just make Brandon go get it.
Yeah, phone's charged, and we have snacks. We're good.
All right. So, Misty, we love to actually kick off every episode with a little game we call 6 Degrees of Separation Fact or Fiction. So we're going to ask you how you're connected to a celebrity, and you can tell us how you're connected. It could be fact or it could be fiction, but that's up to Brandon to decide. So he's going to have to guess if you just told us fact or fiction. And he's on, I think, a 2-week losing streak now. So he's lost more than he's actually won.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when the guy told us the truth, he was like, I think that's a lie. And it turns out the guy really was. What was it? Ken Chesney's neighbor?
Yeah. He lived across the street from Kenny Chesney. So, like, what are the chances of that actually happening?
You called him out on that and he really was his neighbor. So anyway, you ready?
I am ready. All right, we're probably nervous. But yeah.
You got this. You got this. All right. So this actually started a few months back. Brandon asked me when the movie Bridget Jones's Baby came out if I was going to go see it. And I just looked at Brandon like, seriously, like we're just talking rom-coms now. That's where the level of our friendship is.
That's our next podcast.
So, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so I need to go see it. So anyway, the star of that movie is Renee Zellweger. And I'm now on a mission to convince the world that Brandon is this huge Renee Zellweger fan.
Even though we know it's you.
Yeah. Who hasn't seen Bridget Jones's Baby yet? Please forgive me, Renee. In any case, what we'd like to know is how you're connected with Renee Zellweger. And then afterwards, Brandon's got to figure out if what you're telling us is fact or fiction. The pressure's on him because he's got to decide if you're telling us the truth or not.
I'm sorry.
She's got it. There we go. See?
I'm not sure if Misty's a dishonest person, but she apparently cannot lie very good.
I'm a horrible liar. So, Kylie, how are we related to Renee Zellweger?
No, Mama. She's saying no.
She's like,
Kylie says we're not related to Renee Zellweger. So.
I believe you.
Kylie, can you come here and help me? Kylie, do you remember that time that we were eating in Corpus Christi and that we saw her? Do you remember that time that we saw Renee Zellweger because we were eating in Corpus Christi? Can you say yes or no?
I am not interested in this at all.
Yes. See, look, so it's true.
She remembers. Okay.
And a child wouldn't lie.
Yeah. Out of the mouths of babes, you know. I'm going to go with true because she's too cute to lie. I just don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, we're big fat liars.
Kylie, you got him.
Even though she stepped on her brother, I think overall she's probably a good person.
She didn't do it on purpose.
Okay, great. What we were talking about, the age limit for getting into Running Amok is not just your 18 and over marathoners. This is for fun. So you've included the whole family all the way down to the youngest can be 5 years old?
5 years old. The youngest can be 5 years old. So really and truly, you can, I mean, I know that there's people that have younger kids than that, but it's fun for the whole family. You can bring everybody out. I know a lot of people are super concerned. Like they hear mud run, they think of tough mudder.
It's Spartan race. Yeah, there's going to be fire and
like,
guns.
Oh my goodness. Like I cannot do this. But that it's really, yes, we have it challenging so that people have a good time and that there is some challenge to it. But we also, you can finish it.
Right.
You can finish it. Don't stress about your time. I know there's going to be people out there that they are in it to win it.
there's always somebody.
There is always people that are in it to win it. Our timing and everything is done by VFit. Obviously, okay. They do all the races in Corpus Christi. So
cool.
They're very well known. Yep. Great company. And we're just really excited to have everybody out. So last year, we had right around 950 runners, and that included the kids.
Cool.
So we're really shooting for 1,200 this year. We would love to have that. We really want everybody to go on and register at www.jlcc.org.
There you go.
And
we'll have that website in the show notes, too. So if you miss that, you can just go click on the show notes and see that.
When you're on there and you're registering, if you want a little bit of a discount, because right now we're at $55 for adults and $25 for kids. And so if you want a bit of a discount, it's the number 5, OFF, off 17. So
number 5 OFF 17.
Yeah.
Now, $55, what do you get for that $55?
So the first 500 runners are guaranteed a shirt.
Awesome. We're in.
So y'all got shirts?
I forgot what wave we're in, but we're in. Early.
After that, I'll just be honest, you're on your own. We will have some for sale, but can't guarantee how many we're going to have for sale. We're not going to have it real excessive.
Right.
Like anything that's a fundraiser, we don't want anything left over.
Right. So. Can't print out 2,000 shirts and have 500 people show up. So you get in this race, and we did a mud run recently up in San Antonio, and it was a whole lot of fun. And like you said, this isn't a Spartan race. It's, you don't have to climb a 50-foot wall and people are throwing things at you or anything. It's just a lot of fun. There is competition among each other. I know we competed a few obstacles and stuff, but almost anybody in any shape can finish this race, because what I found too in ours was people help you. They encourage you. They'll throw down a rope or they'll tell you which way to go. And there's a lot of fun to this race.
We have volunteers out there at the course. We have tons of kids that come out, sororities and fraternities from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi.
Awesome.
We've got people that come out from Del Mar. One thing, if someone is, kind of leery maybe about what some of the obstacles are, they can go on and like our Facebook, the Run Amok Junior League of Corpus Christi, and then the Run Amok Facebook page. And on that, last year I used my GoPro, and obviously I didn't get to run it because I was pregnant, but one of my girlfriends, her husband, wore the GoPro on his head and ran the entire race, and I just did a little edited video. So it's about, I don't know, maybe like 4 minutes long, but it kind of shows, obviously it's not the same because we've always been at the racetrack before.
Right. Got a new venue this year.
We have a new venue. So we are at Extreme Play Sports. Play Extreme Sports.
Where the paintball fields are.
Yeah, the paintball fields. So we are out there this year, and I think that it's going to be really great out there. The racetrack, they were just phenomenal for letting us use their grounds every year. But I think with the change in the venue, having it a little bit closer to maybe where people are, that live in the south side, stuff like that, I think that we're going to maybe get a lot of people from that too.
Cool.
So.
Then parking, I guess there'll be instructions on where to park for the event, because I played paintball out there and there's not a lot as far as a parking lot goes.
Yes.
That's true.
So we... there is an additional parking next door to it that we are working on. Right now, it's got equipment in it. We're working on getting that secured for the day. They have told us that they can't guarantee it till closer. but across the street, There's a vacant lot. I've got some golf carts coming out there to be able to cart people around. We're going to work with a church that's not far away and try to do bus and shuttle people, kind of like Harbor Half and Beach to Bay kind of do.
Oh, that's great.
So we are working on that. I don't want to guarantee anything right now. Obviously, it's all in the works. But we did have a meeting last week, and that was – it is a major concern because we know that it can be –
Know, there's a lot of construction still out that way.
There is. And so we will have, no matter what, we will have a crossing guard to assist.
Okay. Right.
So
people should not let anything, not the weather, not traffic, not parking, anything kind of deter you from doing this because you're really going to feel great about yourself when you do it. It's not like the Boston Marathon. You're not running 26 miles or whatever. You're going to have a lot of fun. Now, for somebody who's never done a mud run, what would you suggest that they maybe wear or bring or...
I would wear something that you don't care if you ever wear it again. That's a nice way to put it. A pair of shoes that you don't care if they get lost. So when we're cleaning up at the end last year, sometimes some of the pits, if you're one of the last waves, some of the pits are pretty muddy.
Right.
And at that point, your shoe will get lodged down in that mud.
Oh, nice.
And if you want to finish, you may leave that shoe behind.
Right.
Another thing that I saw maybe I would call them avid mud runners do is they put duct tape around I guess the arch part of their shoe and kind of made it stick, put their over their laces, and I mean I learned something from them. Obviously at the end last year when I'm cleaning up all these shoes people just left, that is what I saw a lot of people do, and I guess that helped it stay on their foot, and maybe they knew from a previous experience that is something you should do. And now if I tell you that and you come out and you're like, you are absolutely crazy, this did nothing for me, you looked really cool, so maybe you could just go get some of that duct tape that's like, it's got macaroni on it or something like
that. Hey, there you go. Get decorative duct tape.
Yeah, decorative duct tape. Maybe.
Beyond the Rut duct tape.
That's your next coming venture. Out in spring 2017.
When the flamethrower comes out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Baseball's inspired right there.
The duct tape does a couple of things, too. It holds it on your foot, but it also covers up your shoe. So a lot of that mud doesn't get down into your laces, and you get rocks down in your shoe a little bit. Somebody told me that.
Oh, well, see, look.
We didn't do it last time.
I learned something new every day. And some of the obstacles that we're going to have, the over-unders, tires. We've got the smaller regular tires, but we also have tractor tires as well.
Oh, cool.
Army mud crawl, monkey bars, mud pits, tunnels. I obviously am reading this off of a sheet. I'm not going to lie. And
no one would have known until you said something.
They wouldn't have. And I will let the world know that Kingston has eaten the bottom of it. So
I want to try to get a picture of that before we're done.
So that is why I cannot tell you the last of it. But I know that in the past, we've had the big slide.
Right.
The finishing slide. And I know with the kids run, that is always fun. The kids have a blast.
Right.
They
Who doesn't like playing in the mud?
Yeah. You know? Now, I will tell you, if you want to get super muddy, sign up for one of the later waves.
Right.
If you don't want to get as muddy, sign up for one of the earlier waves.
Now, if I go and I run all of this and I'm completely covered in mud, then how do I get back in my car and drive home? Are there showers or are there places to change? Or how does that work?
So we are working on having water trucks. We had them before. I don't think anyone's going to tell us no. I think that we're definitely going to have that water truck ability. Obviously, we're not going to have you take a full down shower. Right. You're out there.
Don't bring your shampoo.
Yeah. It's just going to be to get most of it off. I would tell you to bring a towel, bring an extra change of clothes, and a trash bag so that you could, get everything off and get it in a trash bag and just get to your house.
That's great advice. I know when we did
trash
ours,
bags for your seats too, maybe.
Right. put a couple extra trash bags in the car, put a couple extra towels and maybe a shirt or something you can change into. And that way you keep most of the mud out of your car. Because I know when we did it, they had showers from a lake. And so you got most of the mud off, but you still were not too clean. You still needed a shower after the shower. I think we took two showers before we ever really got clean that day. But so this is a really good event where you can go out there, play in the mud, you hang out, get your friends, sign up together, and you can compete against each other. And just, you will laugh so hard going up and down some of these obstacles because you feel silly, but you're just having a blast doing it.
And they're at the end of the race and before, there's going to be some vendor booths. And so if anybody's listening and they want to maybe have a vendor booth, it's not too late.
All right.
They can call us and get that vendor booth set up. But we are going to have some people out there. Smoothie King, Complete Nutrition.
Nice.
So those are definitely guaranteed spots already. We have got them. They have committed, sent their money in.
So what about food trucks? Will there be food trucks out there?
There's not going to be food trucks. We will have, the donated food like most runs have afterwards. I know that we're going to have bananas, bottled waters, things like that. L&F is one of our major sponsors for everything that we do. They are a major sponsor of Junior League in general.
Awesome.
And so they do all of our signs. They do all of the brochures. Anything that you see that has Run Amok on it, L&F has printed that for us with their printing company. So
L&F Distributors here in Corpus is a huge community-minded company. They do a lot in Corpus Christi. So Junior League is not exclusively about mud runs. What else does Junior League do? What is the purpose, I guess, of Junior League? And why should people consider joining or at least supporting Junior League?
So if you're interested in joining, April 6th, we have a meet and greet out at K-Space. And we would love people to come out from 5:30 to 7, just kind of learn about what the requirements are. We have a very minimal fee that people have to pay per year as their membership. And it's a lot less than a lot of the other bigger cities' fees charge. And then we have requirements of how many community shifts you have to do, how many ways and means. And ways and means, it would be, for example, like Run Amok, something that's, a fundraiser, generating money back for Junior League to use. So with the Junior League, what we do is we go out into the community, and really and truly our major focus is for child welfare. But we go out in the community and we do community events. Some of our events that we've been doing are story time. And so we've been at the Garcia Center.
Right.
Okay.
And a couple times a month, and we do events for the kids to come out. We do a story. We read like a book that day, and then it's in the after school program. So we'll read a book, and then we will have a craft that goes along with that book, something that they can take home, and they get a book to go home with them as well. Also, Kids in the Kitchen and Storytime teamed up together this year. And so Kids in the Kitchen, what is great about that is we split the parents up into one classroom and we split the kids up into another classroom. And with that, we teach the parents some healthy food choices for their kids. A lot of parents, they don't really, I don't want to say they don't know, but myself, I struggle with creative ideas on what to give my daughter that she is going to eat, that she is going to think is fun and not, throw on the floor. So we teach parents alternatives to maybe soda, maybe spritzers, things like that.
Right.
And then different snack ideas. So, and we do the same. One of the events I worked that was at Kids in the Kitchen is we showed them pictures and we gave them two bags and we let them say this is good food and bad food.
Wow.
And so we let them put which one, they thought like what, needed to go in each bag. And then we explained to them why it was bad. Like, oh, this is high in sugar. Or this is high in, starches, things like that. So.
That's good because we don't really teach nutrition anywhere anymore, especially in schools. We just don't teach it. And there's adults that have no earthly idea the full effects of some of the things that we eat. Yeah, we know some things are just really bad for you, but just some of the common things that maybe your grandmother or your mom or dad gave you all the time are not really that good of a choice.
But what about all those commercials we see on TV? Isn't that helpful?
Exactly. You know, who spends the most money on commercials? McDonald's. You shouldn't eat there very often. But
some, and then also, one thing that we are going to go back to next year is our done-in-a-day projects. Some of our done-in-a-day projects we had done in the past were like the graffiti wipeout.
Okay. Awesome.
Some people maybe knew about that. And then we also, story time, a big event that they do that some people may have known about or may have attended is we have the Star Wars Reads Day. And so
I've never heard of this Star Wars thing.
So you missed it for this year.
Oh,
and it's in the fall. So okay. I'll let you know now
there
that
you
I have
go.
Your emails.
There
you I'll
go.
Let y'all know about it next year. It is a blast. And people dress up, they come out to it, and normally there's vendors there as well. And those are more community involved vendors that are with health and nutrition, things like that, and education.
So what made you want to be part of Junior League? How did you get involved, and how long have you been involved with Junior League?
So this is my first year active, and first year active meaning last year was my provisional year or my new member year, as you would call it. And so last year is when I guess I had more obligations to do. Your first year, you have to learn about the Junior League. You attend different meetings. You find out, obviously, if that's something that you truly want to do.
Right.
And so the first year, it is a little bit of a dedication, but I absolutely love it. This, like I said, it's my second year active. And then next year, I will be on the governance board. So it'll, and that will be my, I guess, second year active. I think if I said second year active, we might need to edit that. It's my first year active. Next year will be my second year active, and I'll be on the governance board. So I'm super excited about that. The reason that I picked to be in the Junior League is I moved here from San Antonio, and I live in Port Aransas, and so I know that is quite the drive to do events.
Right.
It's about 45 to 50 minutes. But that, I guess, maybe shows how much I love being involved in the Junior League.
Right.
Because I do come to the meetings and my committee meetings and things like that throughout the month. I come at least 2 to 3 times a month to a Junior League event in Corpus from Port Aransas. But I wanted to meet people. I wanted to get out in the community. I didn't know anybody. So if you're new to the area, I think it's a great thing. Kingston
approves of Junior League.
He does.
That's basically
he
what he's saying.
Trying to talk about it right now in this microphone. But it was a great way for me to meet people.
Right.
And also, it helps. I guess I've got to find the right way to word it, but so obviously I was already in the workforce. I was already a working professional, but Junior League has taught me so many different things that I use in my everyday work career. And it connections as well. I don't want to say that it's all based on that though, because it's not, but there are so many things that I learn in the Junior League from our education and training, and that's offered that I am able to use with either my business or just my day-to-day job. And so I really enjoy that. Also, people know that the Junior League has great training and
right.
that it really helps, you know, I don't want to say like mold, but model great leadership in
right.
women. And so because of that, it really sometimes to me, I think whenever I tell people they're in the Junior League, they kind of pipe up and listen, and they're really excited.
Right.
So
it's a great way to get out of that rut of if you move to a new city, you don't really know people, but you want to make friends. You want some peer group. You want some mentoring, some training. It's a great group to get involved in. And what I like about the Junior League, and the reason we picked Run Amok as the race we really wanted to push this year, is because, A, it really gets you out of your comfort zone to go do a mud run, but the Junior League benefits the local community. It's not a national organization. All the money goes to the headquarters. It's a national organization, but it's not all the money goes to the headquarters kind of thing. It stays here. Y'all do a lot of work here to help kids and just help the community grow.
all of our money raised goes straight back into the Corpus Christi community.
Right. So that's the kind of organization you want to be behind. That's the kind you want to support. And we recently did a race, my daughter and I, and I'm pretty sure most of the money went someplace else. It was kind of one of those squirrely things. I don't feel like most of the effort was put here. And so you really got to investigate these things, because sometimes you get behind an organization and you join something and you're like, wait a minute, none of the money's really staying here. But with Run Amok and the Junior League, it stays here. It stays in the community. You benefit from it directly. And if you're coming from out of town, there's a Junior League in most cities now, I think, and most, especially the big cities. So look them up and get involved. What's the website for the main Junior League? We'll put that in the show notes.
I think it's ALGI.org, but I don't want to guarantee that. So
what's the local Junior League?
www.jlcc.org.
There you go.
I was like, google.com.
Yeah,
Google Junior League.
But I think it is ALGI.
And get on Facebook and look up Run Amok. There's all kinds of things on there that you can watch videos and see, like you said, what it's like. It's not a Spartan race. It's not Iron Man or anything like that. It truly is fun to just play in the mud and goof off one day and support a great cause. And you get to meet a lot of people, too.
Yes. And if for some reason that by the time that you listen and that promo code that I give out doesn't work, on Facebook we're always posting new promo codes.
Oh, neat.
So right. We are. What I will say is, I guess I'm going to phrase it the nicest way possible, but what I've been telling people is you're going to pay the same amount no matter what, waiting for some awesome promo code.
Right.
It's not going to happen because the price continues to increase. Right. And all the promo code is going to do is make it go back down to the price that you would pay today if you right. registered.
So register today and register then don't worry today. About it.
Yeah.
And after the race. And I promise on April 2nd, you're going to be glad you did the race. You're not going to worry about what you paid for it. Every dime goes to a good cause and you're going to have a blast. So there's no way you're going to wake up the next morning and go, wow, that was a waste of money. And I've done races where I'm like, oh, that was probably a waste of money. But this one, you will have a lot of fun. It'll be organized really well. It'll be run really well. You'll see volunteers, people to help you. Other runners and mud runs, too, really like to help you. They like to see you succeed.
And it's very unique to other races that are done here. I mean, obviously there's lots of races that are done here and they have a beautiful view and you get to see something great while you run on Saturday morning.
Right.
But with ours, I think that it's really unique because obviously we're the only mud run right now.
So. There you go.
That's true. Yeah.
The only one must be the best one. It's the best one happening in April. That's for sure.
It is.
April 1st. It's not April Fool's. It's an actual race. We're actually going to be there. So don't think. I bet they're just fooling with us. We're really not.
Now, Brandon, you're doing something. You and I are doing something special for our listeners who are signing up for this event. Do you want to go ahead and mention that real quick?
Everyone that registers and just shoots us an email screenshot of your registration that you signed up, we're going to give you a free Beyond the Rut shirt. And you just send us a screenshot, email that over to us, or hit us up on Twitter and just show us that you registered and we'll send you a shirt. Now, if you're outside of Corpus, you're registering for something else, send us a screenshot of whatever race you sign up for and we'll get you fixed up too. It doesn't have to be just this mud run, but we want you to sign up for something. Get out there in your community, race, run, crawl around in the mud, do something fun and get yourself out of that comfort zone of not really doing something.
Great. All right, well,
awesome.
Let's go run.
There you go. Thanks for joining us, Misty. This has been a blast. I know that we had a little bit of technical problems, and then, of course, your entourage came with you, but that's what makes this a lot of fun is you're an actual working mom that's doing all of this stuff. So if you're listening to this going, yeah, that's easy for Misty because she probably has a whole crew of nannies and people helping her out. Nope, not at all. She's doing all of this herself. She walked in with two babies, and she's feeding them and taking care of them while we do all of this. So you can get out and do this, too. You don't have an excuse for why you can't accomplish some great things too.
Well, thank you all so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Rut. Now, everything we talked about, the link to sign up for the event, more information about Junior League of Corpus Christi, all of that can be found in our show notes at beyondtherut.com/078. Why 78? Because this is episode 78. That's why. So beyondtherut.com/078. There you'll find the link for Junior League of Corpus Christi, where you can register. You can find the link for their Facebook page. And the national organization for Junior League. So if you're not in Corpus Christi, you can find where the nearest Junior League is in your area. So there we go. Now, if you're not subscribed to us yet and you've got an iPhone, get on your podcast app, go to iTunes, search Beyond the Rut, and subscribe to our show. If you're on an Android device, go ahead and download Stitcher or download Google Play Music and look for us, Beyond the Rut, and subscribe to us. That way you never miss an episode if you love this show. Now, the best way you can support us, because we haven't monetized this show, but we do love helping people. We love helping people we haven't met yet. So the best way you can support our show is to share us with a friend, a family member, a coworker, or that neighbor across the street. We haven't had anybody actually call us and tell us they've introduced us to their neighbor across the street. But if you're that person, be the first one to let us know, hey, I shared your show with my neighbor across the street. Kind of a neat guy, or kind of a weird guy. I don't know how that works out. But anyway, go ahead and do that. Share us with your friends, the people you love, and the people you work with, and we would be greatly honored if you did that. Now, don't forget, if you're signing up for Run Amok or you're signing up for some other 5K event or race going on in 2017, be sure to email a picture, a snapshot of your registration to info@beyondtherut.com. You could also text it in at 361-596-3788 or tweet it to us at Beyond the Rut, or go to our Facebook page and just post it on our page, Beyond the Rut. All right, there you have it. I think I've talked to you long enough. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to reach out to you again in the next episode. So take care and go make your own path beyond the rut.